From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Pronouncing English can be difficult. One reason is because English has some difficult sounds that are, unfortunately for English learners, very common. But English learners can improve their pronunciation by using simple, everyday objects. These objects include candy, a pencil, and a mirror. What are some of these common difficult sounds? Well, you have already heard or read them several times in this story. In English, two different sounds are spelled with the same pair of letters, th. You hear th in the word this and th in the word thing. When you say this, your voice box moves. When you say thing, air moves freely through your throat. Marla Yoshida teaches English as a foreign language at the University of California, Irvine. She notes how strange these sounds are.
Those are hard for speakers of a lot of languages because they're very unusual sounds. They're very rare. I don't want to hurt the sound's feeling by saying that they're strange, but they're strange.
Sometimes, TH sounds are difficult for English learners to make because saying them seems impolite or rude. All cultures have rules about polite ways to speak to each other. When speaking English, learners may need to break some of the rules of politeness they use in their native language. Tamara Jones, a program coordinator at the English Language Center at Howard Community College, explains. She tells why English learners might feel uncomfortable making the th and th sounds.
This can be really tricky for lots of different speakers because in many languages, it's not polite to stick your tongue out of your mouth when you're speaking. But in English, to make the s or v sound, you have to put your tongue between your teeth.
So how can English learners teach their tongues to pronounce v and th correctly? Tamara Jones recommends a tasty, fun way to get in the habit of sticking your tongue between your teeth using a lollipop.
I like to give my students lollipops, and they hold the candy right in front of their mouth, and they can practice saying words like thanks or there or this, and they can practice sticking their tongue out between their teeth far enough so they can taste the candy. So this is another fun way to practice saying that tricky sound.
Other sounds in English may not be as strange as v or th, but they can still be difficult to pronounce. One example is the r sound. English speakers often use r when they make comparisons. Here is an example of an r sound in a popular song by Britney Spears.
Now I'm stronger.
Tamara Jones says many English learners have problems clearly pronouncing the r sound. Part of the difficulty is finding the right tongue placement. To practice using the tongue correctly, Jones recommends that English learners use a pencil.
But one little trick that students might find useful is to put a pencil in their mouth, lengthwise, so they're biting down on the pencil and the pencil is sticking out of both sides of their mouth, and then saying the sound er when they say the er sound, their tongue should not touch the pencil. It should be down under or around the pencil, but it shouldn't touch the pencil. So this is a nice way, kind of a fun way, to make sure that they are pronouncing that sound correctly.
Consonant sounds are not the only common difficult sounds for English learners. Vowel sounds are often difficult, too. Marla Yoshida, the teacher at the University of California, Irvine, points out that English has many vowel sounds. She says that English dialects can include between 13 and 15 vowel sounds. By comparison, some languages, such as Japanese and Spanish, have only 5 vowel sounds. Two of the hardest challenges for English learners are pronouncing the I and E vowel sounds. Listen for the difference between the I and E sounds in popular music, such as in Tom Waits' song, All the World is Green.
Pretend that you owe me nothing, and all the world is green. We can bring back the old days again, when all the world is green.
Tamara Jones at Howard Community College says one way English learners can start improving their pronunciation of the I and E sounds is to use another common object. Look in a mirror, she says, while you say the words pin and green.
Because to say I, your face is very relaxed, but to say E, you are pulling the sides of your mouth almost like you're smiling. It's a bigger mouth movement. It's a tenser sound, E versus I, that is more relaxed. So looking in a mirror can help students verify that they are saying the sound correctly because their mouth is moving in the correct position.
Clearly pronouncing common but difficult sounds can help you communicate better in English. Improving your pronunciation will take time and hard work, but a few basic objects will help. Touch a lollipop with the tip of your tongue to practice th and th sounds. Bite a pencil, but do not touch it with your tongue when saying the er sound. Use a mirror to make sure your face is relaxed when you say I, and that your face is tense when you say E. As you learned in the previous education tip story, pronouncing individual sounds correctly is only part of the pronunciation puzzle. Future education tip stories will give you more suggestions for how to improve your pronunciation. I'm John Russell.